Hi, this is D.A. Foster, and you're listening to Raven and Blues, Legendary.
So stop, she can't stay.
Locomotive, and it's opening up the Raven and the Blues. Eden Brent from her album, which came out towards the end of last year, Jigsaw Heart, and opening up the show with Locomotive. The show is on the move. Thank you for bearing with me last week when I didn't have a voice. You can hear that this week it's only marginally better. And so you can imagine how bad it was 7 days ago anyway. So we're back to kind of normal. The Raven and the Blues is on the road and will be for the next quite a few weeks, which means every show will come from the same equipment, the same voice, hopefully getting better as each week goes by. But the view from the window will change. The view from the window this week is Brussels, the lovely city of Brussels. The sun is out, it's a spring day, and I'm here for the European Blues Challenge, which is taking place this weekend. I'll talk about it in retrospect next week. I'll tell you who's won and how the bands were. But there are 20 bands from across Europe, 20 different countries represented. Lawrence Jones is representing the UK. We'll come to him in a minute. Let's look now, though. I'll look in more depth, as I say, next week. Let's look now at a couple of the bands who I'm looking forward to seeing tonight and also tomorrow. First of all, from Spain, the country that won last year. The band representing Spain this year are the Travelin' Brothers. This is from their last album. It's called Magnolia Root.
Magnolia Root. et messieurs, je m'en vais à la Nouvelle-Orléans. Oh là là,
oh là là,
oh oui,
oh oui.
Oh là là,
oh là là,
oh oui,
oh oui.
Oh oh,
oh oh,
ha
ha, ah,
oh
oh,
ha
ah,
ha, oh.
Strange. Two tracks in a row that faded out. That's rare on the Raven and the Blues. Taken from their album from last year, the Traveling Brothers from Spain, and that's a track called Magnolia Route, which, if my memory serves me correct, that was the road from Chicago down to, I think, Florida. I think. I can't do the research. I'm in a hotel room and the broadband is so slow. Nevertheless, they're representing Spain tonight. I'm going to take a bit of a guess here because on the previous, there's been four previous European Blues Challenges and lots of bands, of course, from across Europe. Many of them fall into the standard 12-bar blues category, and then the other ones tend to be a bit more left field. And the last two or three years, the winners have been definitely left field. People like Vittoria Spergia from Italy, who won 2 years ago in Toulouse and sort of doing the music of Robert Johnson, and last year, Reno and the Big Bet from Spain. And so this year, I suspect unless the judges have changed radically, again, it'll probably be a left field type of band, perhaps like that one there, the Traveling Brothers, or perhaps this one from Italy. It's the Dave Moretti Blues Review. Here they are with a track from their recent album, and it's called That Swing.
That swing, that swing, that swing, that swing.
Upon the view, but you look at me from the top of the moon. Now you find your best friend and hide together behind your laptop. You gonna take a walk around. I'm gonna tell you why. See my face, check up on the brand new releases. If you wanna ask me why, push on the radio and get it right.
Don't bother me. I see no promised land, and the words you say can heal the sin of man. We walk the same Savannah. I tell you, I'm no Robin Hood. I'm waiting next to you.
That's Dermot Moretti Blues Review from Italy, representing the Italian vote tonight, and that's a track from their last album, and that's called That's Swing. Belgium is represented, of course, tonight, and Doghouse Sam and his Magnetones are a band who I've featured many times on the show before. In the five-year history of the European Blues Challenge, the host nation has never won, so therefore the odds, in some respects, are against Doghouse Sam, but nevertheless, they're a fine band. As I say, we've featured them before on the programme. Here they are with a track taken from their last album, which came out towards the end of last year. It's called Something's Wrong.
What is wrong with the world today? You and I both know there are things to be said. I got both my hands a rocking, kneel down and a pray. I walk with the righteous, but the wrong were in my way. Something's wrong with the world. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the world. Something's wrong. Choices we have made. Here is how it is. There is no time to be afraid. And just because that's wrong, it shouldn't harm us down the road. A life of peace and plenty is exactly what we all. Something's wrong. What is wrong with the world today? For all of us who know where to look, a prize is to be paid. I think we should be all we can. Let's play a game. When it comes down to you and me, there's no one else to blame. Something's wrong.
Doghouse Sam and the Magnetones, Something's Wrong. They're representing Belgium tonight. Who is representing the UK? I kind of hear you unspokenly question. Well, it's Lawrence Jones. And Lawrence, lovely guy, 23 years old, good voice, guitar skills improving all the time. I just have a feeling that somehow he's the wrong kind of music. We'll find out. But I wish him lots of luck. I was going to play his new single together, which is together with him and Sandy Tom, called Don't Look Back. But that's not really a fair representation of what Lawrence does and will be doing, I think, tonight. The other big thing is Lawrence Jones is also going to be at the Royal Albert Hall in June of this year, together with Van Morrison, Jules Holland, Walter Trout, playing the music of Huddy Leadbetter, otherwise Leadbelly. So let's play something. Lawrence Jones doing Leadbelly and Good Morning Blues.
Gotcha. You get up and sit on the side of your bed in the morning. You may have a sister and a brother, mother and father around, but you don't want no talk out of them. What's the matter? The blues got you. Well, you go and put your feet under the table, look down in your plate, got everything you want to eat. But you shake your head, you get up, you say, Lord, I can't eat and I can't sleep. What's the matter? The blues got you. Want to talk to you. Tell what you got to tell them. Tell what you got to tell them. Tell what you got to tell them.
Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do?
last night. Blues walking around my bed. I went to eat my breakfast. Found the blues in my bread. Good morning, blues. Yeah. Good morning.
I reckon the sort of stuff that Lawrence will be playing tonight when he represents the UK at the European Blues Challenge. There you heard Huddy Ledbetter's Leadbelly's Good Morning Blues, which I'm guessing he'll be playing in June at the Royal Albert Hall. One of the treats I'm looking forward to is the MC for tonight and tomorrow, for both nights of the challenge, is the fabulous Ian Siegel, who's recently relocated to Holland. And it's unusual. When I saw he was MCing, I thought, not Ian Siegel, surely not. But he is. It's going to be really good. Here he is from the track from his last album, One Night in Amsterdam, Please Don't Fail Me.
Thank you. met you, I had no clue what my life was all about. Sometimes harmful, mostly bad. I didn't care what people said about my habits, my drinking sprees. Till the day you appeared like an angel falling from the sky.
It's just so lovely. That's Ian Siegel live in Amsterdam from last year. One of those moments you can see all the cigarette lighters waving in the crowd. Except they don't allow that now, do they, anymore? But nevertheless, and please don't fail me. Ian, and Ian is emceeing at the European Blues Challenge over the course of the next two nights. And hopefully, if I can, and the voice is still extant, have a word with him along the way too. It'll be nice to find out why he relocated to Europe rather than staying in the UK and how he got involved with emceeing the European Blues Challenge. Here's a track which I downloaded. Many of the tracks actually came downloaded. Some of them identified properly, others often not. This one was. It comes from Eddie Martin. Actually, I shouldn't really say that. It's Big Red Radio, which is a new incarnation of Eddie Martin and a new band. And this is fabulous. It's called How Can This Be?
To free, I'm working so hard.
Tell me, how can this be? How can this be?
Soon as I get money, oh, you know it's up and gone. I'd be a millionaire if there's money in these songs.
brothers to our knees because of their greed. Instead of sending them our packet, we're giving them everything they need.
Say
how,
say how,
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 I say how,
I say how,
tell me how,
tell me how,
say how.
There's a guy who brought out two albums last year, one electric, one acoustic, both of them fabulous. Eddie Martin, recorded live, as you could hear there, in the incarnation of Big Red Radio, which is a band he's just recently put together. And I believe that's going to be taken from a forthcoming album. And if it is, that's fabulous. That's called How Can This Be? Talking of new albums, and somebody who's rather fine, is an old friend of the programme for many, many years. The Raven and the Blues, as you heard if you were listening last week when we played one of the first shows back in 1999, has been running for some 16 years. And from way back in the beginning, one of the friends of the programme and a person I loved to play on a regular basis was Doug McLeod. He's probably been to the boat most times for sessions too. He's done a house concert and at least three sessions on the boat over the years. And he's such a fabulous raconteur and a great performer. If you haven't seen Doug working live, he's coming to the UK very soon. It's definitely worth going to catch him because it's not just the music, it's also the tales in between. He's been around the business many, many years and played with all the greats back in the 60s and 70s. His new album is called Exactly Like This, and here is a track from it called Heaven's the Only Place.
Thank you. went to see a gypsy. She stayed deep up in war. I wanted to know my future for her to tell me all she could. Her eyes rolled back, she looked inside her head. She said, I've seen your road, boy, and here will lie ahead. Then she said, boy, you know our life of rejection, conjection, injection, subjection, in most every turn. And as you walk this earth, you gonna learn that heaven's the only place where a fool never burns. The night wind, it started howling. Lord, it's chilling me to my bones. Her black eyes danced above the candlelight. I swear I saw a shadow walk alone. I said, Miss Lady, can you tell me, when does a boy become a man? When the question doesn't matter, then you'll understand it. And she said, boy, you know a life of rejection, conjection, injection, subjection, it most every turn. And as you walk this earth, you gonna learn heaven's the only place where a fool never burns. Went back, see the gypsy. Her house is boarded up and she was gone. Carolina moon shone bright that night. just don't walk alone. Then I heard her say, boy, you know a life of rejection. Conjection, injection, subjection, you must ever turn. And as you walk this earth, you gon' learn that heaven's the only place where a fool never burn. Heaven's the only place where a fool never burns. Heaven's the only place.
There's a cello in there, isn't there? Doug McLeod. The album Exactly Like This, just about to be released, and then you heard Heaven's the Only Place. Staying with new releases. Actually, no, is this? It is new, yeah. Suddenly thought I had a double take there, and I thought, that can't be right. It's one of the strange things about the virus, which is now, what, 3 weeks old, I guess, is the first couple of weeks was all flu and phlegm and all that, the usual flu-y things, but the brain turned to mush. I couldn't think properly, couldn't, you know, and everything was just complete rubbish. And now in the final sort of 7 or 8 days, I say final, I hope it's the final, but even now with the throat being kind of sore-ish and coughing on a fairly frequent basis, the brain is still mushy, and I look at something and think, is that right? This is right. Thomas Ford has a new album called Shoulder to Cry On. Here he is with Nicotine Blues.
I've been hurting my
very nice. Shoulder to Cry On, the new album, Thomas Ford, and there you heard Nicotine Blues. Okay, on the Raven and the Blues, let's stay with new albums and work through to the rent as a program with albums that are either on release right now or about to be released very, very soon. Here's Sean Murphy, her new one, Loretta, it's called, and here she is with Hard Working Man. Been released about a month ago in the States and I think about the same time over in the UK and in Europe. That's Sean Murphy, her new album Loretta, and there you heard Hard Working Man. Now this one I think is about to be released, not yet readily available, although sometimes the bands say you can buy it over the front of the stage and you can buy it on iTunes, but you can't get it anywhere else, which is kind of strange. So work on the principle, it could be available somewhere, either directly from Giles himself over the front of the stage or perhaps from iTunes eventually, but it's coming if it's not fully out yet. Giles Headley, the new album from him is called Rain Is Such a Lonesome Sound, and here he is with You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone.
Mm-hmm. tell you, low down thing or two, I'm sick and tired of the low down things you do. But you're gonna miss me, mama, when I'm dead and gone. I said you're gonna miss me, baby, when I'm dead and gone. I'm just sitting here thinking the whole day long, wondering if you're gonna blow in this town. You're gonna miss me, mama, when I'm dead and gone. I said you're gonna miss me, baby, when I'm dead and gone. Now I know you don't want me, 'cause your sister told me so. That don't matter, darling, I can get myself a woman any place I go. And you're gonna miss me, mama, when I'm dead and gone. I said you're gonna miss me, baby, when I'm dead and gone. Diving duck, I'd dive right to the bottom and never would come up. And you're gonna miss me, mama, when I'm dead and gone. I said you're gonna miss me from rolling in your arms.
You're gonna miss me from rolling in your arms. I don't feel like rolling much at present, I must admit. It's very strange. I've never had, in all my years, and quite a few years, of course, I never had a virus or a cough which has lasted so long. I do hope I'm going to be back to talk to you properly in some 7 days' time. But that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you could put up with the gravelly voice. You can see why I didn't talk to you last week. Nevertheless, email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website also pretty simple too, ravenblues.co.uk. On Facebook, I'll keep you posted about how the events have gone over the course of the weekend, who won at the European Blues Challenge, and how it was both the Friday and the Saturday nights. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time. Let's close with another old friend of the programme. I won't say I discovered her, that's unfair, but I think I was one of the first people to play Joe Harmon on the radio in the UK back in 2011, I suppose it is now. And I've been watching her career, her meteoric career, continue apace. I think 2015 is going to be an even better year for her than 2014 was. Here's something which is not strictly blues, but it is lovely, and it does have the fabulous voice of Joe Harmon. I'll close with it as well. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Here's Joe Harmon. Will you still love me tomorrow? The answer is yes.
Tonight your mind completely you give your love so sweetly. Can I the light of love is in your eyes, and will you love me tomorrow? Is this a love treasure? Or just a moment's pleasure? Tomorrow.